Track 1. 1.
I've never been so surprised in my life. My sister took me out shopping for things for the baby's nursery, and when we got back to her house, the place was packed with our friends and relatives. They'd put up decorations, and there were masses of gifts. I have to say, with me not working during my pregnancy, all the baby clothes, nappies, and gift cards are going to come in very useful. I'm embarrassed to say that I burst into tears a couple of times during the party, but it's just because I was so surprised and so happy.
2.
I really thought that hiring a professional to plan the whole event was a great idea. But I have to admit, I was totally mistaken. You see, we decided to hire a friend of a friend who was just starting out. And, well, let's just say that it wasn't perfect. We didn't get the venue we wanted because she'd waited too long to make the booking. The food at the reception was awful. The cars we'd hired never turned up, and on and on. Still, we did manage to get married, and we had a fairly enjoyable time even though there were so many problems.
3.
I've never felt so proud in my entire life, I have to say. I'm the first in our family to get a degree, so that made it feel pretty unique. And then, during the ceremony, I was thinking back and realized how hard I'd worked, not just at my studies, but also in my part-time job, and that made my achievement even more meaningful. Of course, having my family there made it really special, and so did sharing the ceremony with all the friends I'd made during my 3 years there. The party afterwards was outstanding as well. All in all, it was an amazing day.
4.
I'll admit, I never dreamed we'd make it this far. I mean to say, 50 years of marriage is definitely something to celebrate, and ours has been a very happy one for the most part. Our grandkids organized a celebration, and it was truly an evening to remember. Everything was designed to look like the year we got married. Even the music took us right back to our first days together. It made us very nostalgic, but in a good way. I had heard that our eldest grandson and his family weren't going to make it, since they live in Australia. So you can imagine how surprised and thrilled I was when they walked into the room just after the celebration started. Yes, it was a wonderful evening. Really unforgettable.